Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2668, 7 Steps to Take to Live with Financial Freedom by Nico Johnson with MoneyMiniBlog.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. 7 Steps to Take to Live with Financial Freedom by Nico Johnson with MoneyMiniBlog.com. Living paycheck to paycheck has become a common reality for many people. Further, it happens in every single income bracket. That is to say, you shouldn't beat yourself up over your financial situation. However, you should be focused on finding ways to take control of your finances. When you travel towards success, you must go through the road of pain first. Use the following 7 steps to finally find a breakthrough to reach financial freedom and master your money. Number 1, find your purpose and create a plan. Before you can reach financial freedom, you must fully understand what it means to you and your family. There are many reasons to want to be successful, and everyone wants to be successful. However, not everyone knows how to be successful. The how is the key part of reaching financial freedom. As we began our debt-free journey, we wanted to change our family tree. Historically speaking, most people carry debt and have no issues with it. Our goal of being debt-free is directly related to wanting to retire early with dignity. Ultimately, living with debt will not allow us to reach our goals. Number 2, live on a written budget. If you are currently living paycheck to paycheck, then budgeting may be your problem. A budget gives you a plan on how to spend your money. Most importantly, it puts you in control and gives you the ability to tell your money how to behave. Certainly, there are many ways to budget. I recommend that you find the best budgeting method that works for your finances. We're all different and may require a different approach to budgeting. However, you must budget. Most importantly, the average person finds extra money they didn't know they had when they create a budget. Number 3, get out of debt. Above all, paying off debt can be difficult and frustrating at times. Further, if you don't have a plan, you may continue to be confused and lose motivation. Getting out of debt requires short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain. Your life will change as you cut expenses to speed up your debt-free journey. During our journey, we decided to not take any trips, limit eating out, and stop buying gifts for each other. Ultimately, that allowed us to save thousands of dollars and attack our debt. Another great option for getting out of debt is starting a side hustle. Our decision to start our blog allowed us to increase our income and use that money for debt. Number 4, save money. Wisdom is knowledge applied. Now that we have addressed getting out of debt, the next step would be to save money to reach financial freedom. Being financially free simply means you control your finances. Saving money is a key part of personal finance. Having a clutch fund, also known as an emergency fund, is one of the most critical parts of your savings. Everyone will experience something that requires money, but being able to pay for it in cash rather than using credit is the best decision. Number 5, live on less than you make. Cutting your lifestyle will lead you to having more money. Therefore, just because your income increases doesn't mean your expenses have to. Having a plan and living on a budget aligns with the type of lifestyle you have. Now, don't get me wrong, we all like nice things. However, you must be able to afford the things you want in life without going further in debt. We have decided to never have debt again. If we can't pay for it in cash, then we can't afford it. This lifestyle change has helped us have more control over our finances. Number 6, invest in your future. The millionaires and billionaires in the world understand that having a budget is important for them to stay organized with their finances. Certainly, with their businesses, they want to make sure that they know where all their money's going. Investing in yourself is the best thing you can do so that you utilize your money the right way and not waste your time. You work way too hard for your money to not have a plan for your future. For example, there are a few things you could invest in for your future, like mutual funds, real estate, life insurance, kids' college, etc. These key areas are important as they allow you to have a plan moving forward. At the end of the day, this is what financial freedom looks like. Number 7, be generous to others. Being able to give to others shows how you're not selfish and greedy. Selfishness can lead to having a false belief that keeping everything to yourself will make you happy. To clarify, giving is the solution for selfishness. However, you must first have your finances in order before you can give. It's a joy to give to others as it shows the character quality of those who win with money. As a result, givers become content because they know buying stuff for themselves won't make them happy. Final words, live with financial freedom. Now that you know how to live with financial freedom, give it a try. Once you get started, I promise it gets easier. Everyone in the world wants to be successful and live with financial freedom. However, you must be intentional and have a plan. You just listened to the post titled 7 Steps to Take to Live with Financial Freedom by Nico Johnson with MoneyMiniBlog.com.
And I'll be right back with my commentary. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
If you've been listening for a while, you're well aware that improving your finances involves tracking your expenses, budgeting, spending less than you earn, saving, and investing. It sounds so simple to say, right? If you want to have more money, then simply stop spending it. But how do you actually do that? I think it comes down to shifting your desires and mindset. And that's an intentional thing that I find I need to work on every day. It might be hard to believe when you have a spending problem that getting out of debt, saving, and investing will provide the same satisfaction as buying new shiny things or spending money with abandon. But that has certainly been my experience. And I think the key is to build more of a desire for freedom than you have for whatever is depleting your money today. I had a friend back in New York City who was a fitness fanatic and also a ninja when it came to saving and investing. Whether she was talking about healthy eating and exercise or money decisions, she would always use this phrase, find a greater want. I would think of this when my alarm would go off at 6 a.m. and I wanted to sleep in rather than go to the gym. I would remind myself that as much as I wanted to stay in my warm bed, I wanted the benefits of exercise much more. I was able to find the greater want when I was making a decision in that moment, and it made it much easier to get out of bed. And that's another edition of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. Have a great start to your week, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.